Vice President Kamala Harris launched a two-day swing through Georgia today. It's her seventh trip to the state this year, and it ends with a rally in Savannah.
Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump spent the past 24 hours posting across social media platforms, including various grievances and conspiracy theories. Laura Barrón-López reports.
In their first joint visit to Georgia, Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, embarked on a bus tour through the Peach State. The goal? Hold on to the battleground state that Biden narrowly won in 2020. Before joining Harris in Georgia, Walz spoke to the International Association of Firefighters in Boston.
When Republicans used to talk about freedom, they meant it. They meant it. Not anymore. These guys over there, they want government to have the freedom to invade every corner of your life, from our union halls to our kids' schools, even our doctor's office.
Harris and Walz have blasted Donald Trump for the Project 2025 agenda, crafted by the former president's allies.
Donald Trump trying to hide from that Project 2025 plan. They're going to use it.
In a new campaign ad targeting battleground states and Trump's home market in Palm Beach, Harris doubled down.
Donald Trump may try to deny it, but those are Donald Trump's plans.
Well, revenge does take time, I will say that. And sometimes revenge can be justified.
Meanwhile, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, hit the trail in Erie, Pennsylvania today.
Is it a good idea to give Kamala Harris a promotion? No, we're going to do what Donald Trump loves to do to people who don't do their jobs. You are fired, Kamala Harris.
Trump himself has largely limited his campaigning to friendly interviews. In a conversation with TV personality Dr. Phil McGraw, he again lied about the 2020 election results.
I look at California. I gave a speech. I had a crowd so big. I said, there's no way I could lose California. But automatically, they mark it down if you're a Republican as a loss. That you lose by 5 million votes. I said, 5 million votes? I guarantee, if Jesus came down and was the vote counter, I would win California, okay?
Tuesday evening, Trump ranted on Truth Social that his own Justice Department appointees rigged the 2020 election against him.
Treason!
On Monday, Trump attended a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, an event which spiraled into controversy after NPR reported Trump's campaign staff had an altercation with cemetery officials over photographer access. NPR reporter Quill Lawrence broke the news of the incident.
Well, in advance of the visit, they had been told that they would not be allowed to bring a personal or an outside photographer to Section 60, which is where most of the Iraq and Afghanistan casualties are buried. And when they arrived, an official from Arlington National Cemetery approached them to say, no, you can't bring a videographer or photographer into Section 60. And that person was verbally abused and pushed aside.
In a statement, Arlington National Cemetery said it can confirm there was an incident and a report was filed. Federal law prohibits political campaign or election-related activities within Army National Military Cemeteries. Trump's team denied the characterization of the incident. But Lawrence said the rules are in place for a reason.
In one of the photos that's widely circulating and being used by the Trump campaign, former President Trump is with family members of a fallen soldier. But to the left and the right of that soldier's grave, you can see two other tombstones. And it seems fairly clear that neither of those families has given consent for the Trump campaign to use these photographs. And that's incredibly painful for these families. And many of them are still grieving the loss of their loved one.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barrón-López.